You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Shout out to Kevin, a.k.a. K-Dog.
K-Dog.
Slash K-Love. Did he do all three things for you, Mac?
He did.
There we go.
You love to see it.
His email is Husker something or other, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a Husker fan. He said we'd make fun of him. I said, maybe.
I'm getting ready to, actually. Yes,
Dylan
I
Raiola,
am.
Man. He's going to be good.
Yeah. Dylan Raiola.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Iola looking like Mahomes. But now I'm going to make fun of a Husker fan for a second because, as we know, they're stuck in 1995. And clearly their job is not the right one to take. Just ask Scott Frost, douchebag. Oh. I'll say that out loud. Douchebag God. Scott Frost.
It's getting hot here.
I saw a guy yesterday at the gym. Nebraska shirt, Nebraska shorts, Nebraska sneakers. That's overkill.
Oh.
I think you get two items. I think you get a hat and a shirt or a shirt and a shorts. You don't get
the whole wardrobe.
Yeah, like you're not on the team, man. Like, especially just working out. Like, this guy was decked out head to toe. That's a bit much for me. If you're going to rep the team, give yourself a hat, give yourself a shirt, fine. All of that?
Yeah, I kind of agree.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, I'm picturing myself putting, like, Chiefs stuff on, and if I was already at two items, I would then switch. I would not put on my Chiefs shorts. I wouldn't. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, right. It seems excessive to me. And I looked at this guy yesterday. I'm like, Nebraska. I said to myself, I guarantee he has Nebraska shoes. Yes, he does. He has Nebraska
yeah,
shoes on.
Heck yeah. Way to go, Kevin at the J.
So I don't know. Maybe it's the same Kevin.
That's good.
Somebody from the 913 says, funny story. I just got in my car outside Quick Trip and rolled my windows down right when the Booth Creek Wagyu sounder came on. I got a few really weird looks as
Why?
The volume was
listening?
Somewhat loud.
They weren't listening too?
I guess not.
That's so funny.
That'd be great.
That's fantastic.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's great. And somebody, I don't know if this is true or not, but says, it looks like it's a speak to text, but it says, nothing bunk cake owner is a Chiefs fan.
Oh, good.
She's a great woman. Just a fun fact. Wes from Lee Summit, Missouri.
The national owner, like the original founder of Nothing Bundt Cakes?
Well, I mean, the way it came out, which I think is speak to text from Wes, it says, Nothing Bundles Cake owner is a Chiefs STM and I don't know. I think season ticket holder is what they
STM,
were trying to say.
Yeah.
Chiefs season ticket holder and a
member.
Great
it's a member.
Member. Season ticket member. Member, sorry. They get mad when you don't say that. It's not, you don't hold the tickets.
Right, you're a member.
They're about to get those boxes, right? Don't you always get that every year for season ticket holders? Like, they send you, like, a cool box with all your tickets in it, and they give you, like, whatever.
They send something different every year, I think. Richard gets that. We just go to the games.
I was going to say, I don't need all that.
I don't either.
Know,
like, what do you do with that stuff?
Like I think it's cool when they give out, like, the replica rings or whatever for, like, World Series or Super Bowls. I'm like, that's cool, but, like, I'm never going to go to, like, an event and be like, got my summer cheek on. Here you go. Nice World Series ring, dude. Yep, got it for being a fan. Like, mm-hmm. I respect it if you're, like, an usher and you went through
but
all
they
that.
Gave it to you. Yeah. Hell yeah.
But, like, it's a giveaway. Like, I would definitely be like, hey, kid, you want this?
Yes.
You can have this.
Yeah, most of the giveaways. Like, we do a baseball trip. There's always, like, a giveaway at the ballpark. I'm like, I don't want this. My friend's like, take it. Like, they had, like a six-pack cooler last time when we were in Detroit. You know, stuff with six cans of beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really need that.
I'll take the soft coolers.
Yeah, that's
like
nice.
Vern, I was helping him cover a game the other night. He goes, hey, they gave these away the other night and they had extras. Do you want this? I was like, what is it, cooler? I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, easy. Don't take my hand. somebody goes, I get away from that by mixing a black Royals hat in with the Hawkeye shirt so I don't end up like Nebraska guy.
There you go. Exactly. Mix and match.
Yeah,
fine.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you don't need to go full uniform when you're going to rep your team, man. Like, shoulder pads next? Those Nebraska fans, though, man, they love it. I was talking to somebody yesterday.
I love them.
Played at Nebraska. I was like, everybody in Nebraska still thinks it's 95. And he goes, that's when I was on the team.
Class of 95.
Remember when Binkley tried out for the Cornhuskers?
Mm-hmm.
He almost made the team.
They said he was too aggressive.
Yeah.
That's what he got cut for, too mm-hmm. aggressive. Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Pitt State and drank beer for 4 years.
Yeah, you see, he didn't remember much.
No.
Remember we asked him. So Deion Sanders would like to see some sort of salary cap be introduced to college football. Do you agree with Coach Prime?
No, I do not. I like this Wild Wild West aspect of things. Mm-hmm. College sports had 50 years to figure things out, right? Mm-hmm. Right. We gave them ample time, right? It's mm-hmm. like we gave you the opportunity. You didn't do it. Well, now here are the rules, tough. And it really, for me, hearing Deion say that is funny. Because it means he's not getting the money that he needs for the NIL to go out and recruit the players that he needs to win in Colorado. And I think that's going to be the next step for a lot of these coaches in college sports, is that they're not going to see the money coming in that they need to go out there and be competitive. And there's a lot of teams, again, like a Vanderbilt that's coming out mm-hmm. or a BYU in basketball or Utah or whoever the case may be. You're seeing a lot of these non-traditional Texas Tech, mm-hmm. non-traditional powers go out there and spend a lot of money. And if you don't have the boosters and the wherewithal to be able to do that, you're not going to be able to keep up. And I think that's going to be the kind of the next wave of driving these coaches out, is that we get a couple of years into this NIL thing and they realize they got a bunch of cheapskates that are their alumni base that aren't writing the checks. and they can't get the money to go out and get the great players, and then they're going to look for another job, or they're just going to look to get out and go to the NFL or something else. So this is so fascinating to me. Every time in college sports something little happens, I just continue to take mental notes of, like, where's this going to be in 5 years, man? Especially, like, the Big 12 and the Big 10 are fighting now over what the college football playoff should be this year. You know, like, they're fighting over that kind of stuff. Like, college sports, man, I'll tell you, it's entertaining as hell off the field right now.
Yeah, Mac and I were kind of talking about this morning, and I think I still stick to my normal take. I think if you're going to do the NIL deal, I love it. College football, you've asked all, you know, people have asked, you know, for years, they should be getting paid. They're getting paid. Now we don't like it. Because, right, like, because I think a lot of people, and I think they are connected to a degree, but I think the one thing that everyone hated about college sports 10 years ago, maybe less than that, 5 years ago, was the fact that these kids were not getting money, so they were doing things to get money, which was causing them to get suspended or lose their scholarships.
That's right.
The other thing they didn't like was the fact that the kids, if they wanted to go to a new school because they didn't like the coach or something like that, they could transfer, but they had to wait a full year and sit out. That wasn't fair. And then the problem is we went from 0 to 100 really quick. We went from, like, oh, I don't want to go to Baylor. Okay, well, where do you want to go? Cincinnati. Okay, well, I didn't like Cincinnati either. I still have another transfer. I'm going to use that too. It's like three schools in 3 years. Like, that seems like you're abusing the system. Uh-huh. And then you look at NIL deals, and it's like, well, this kid going to BYU is making $7 million to play basketball there. Okay, they got money. This kid's good. They want to pay him $7 million. Whatever. Then you have these people that are like, oh, they go there for like 1 year, then they leave. And it's like, well, if you want to have some sort of, you know, cap on it, don't have caps, have contracts. Have NIL contracts. Have something where it's like, hey, this is, let's just say Jersey Mike's is a sponsor for a kid that goes to Kansas. And he's like, yeah, you can do it, but it's a 2-year deal. If you opt out after a year, that deal is gone, which I think makes perfect sense. Yeah, you're not the school anymore. You don't represent what we're NIL for, so you don't get it anymore. You don't get paid in full right away.
Right,
and yeah. I think that's how NIL works right now, is that you sign up, here's your full amount of money. I don't think it's like a process of payments.
I never even really thought about how they pay them. Yeah.
Right, and I think it is like all upfront guaranteed money. Here it is. Here's how it works. I'm pretty sure. So it's like, oh, he said he was.
Well, now that they become employees of the university, they're probably going to pay them like they pay us every 2 weeks or something like that, which is the smart way to do it because helps with the budgeting, you know.
But I think also, I think we're maybe seeing Dion kind of have a little bit of fear of like what Colorado will be. Like,
absolutely,
it is. Like, he had the number 2 overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner. Right. He had his son, sure, but they were good. They weren't great. They changed the way that franchise was in Colorado from a putrid team to an easy win on your schedule to, hey, we can win 6-7 games a year, maybe make a bowl game, not win one of them, but we at least changed the steps. And it's like, was that the ceiling for Dion?
It may have been. And I think that's, I think,
I hope not, because he's great for the sport.
No, he's phenomenal for the sport. I hope he's here for another 30 years, right? Like, but I look at those comments, and I've been around this game long enough to realize when you start to hear this kind of stuff, there's underlying issues. And when Dion is talking about a cap, he's saying that because he knows he's not going to get that NIL money that he needs, and he can see his own, you know, kind of future of going, my kid's gone and, you know, Travis Hunter's gone. I need money now, guys, because now he's no longer the mentors of all these guys that he had early in life. He's now got to go out and recruit other dudes that maybe he doesn't have relationships with. And it doesn't matter that you're Deion Sanders anymore. It matters how big a check you're going to write. And Dion knows that. And so he needs the money. And so those comments to me, I think that's a very big foreshadow right there of what's to come with Colorado and what's to come with Dion Sanders. I don't know that that thing's going to last forever. I hope it does. It may not last after this season. If he's not getting the money that he wants in order to put the program together where he feels it's going to be competitive, he's going to walk away and Colorado's going to be back to being a nobody again.
Yeah, because we're rewarding money and not good leadership and good coaches and actual, you know, football teams.
Yeah. That is the other thing. Like, you used to talk about all these great coaches anymore. How often are we going to talk about great coaches anymore in college sports? I mean, there's really not many of them left to even know at this point in time in both basketball and football. It's been a constant turnover. I mean, Kay and Roy and all these guys saw it coming, man. And they're like, we're out, Saban. All these guys jump ship because they didn't want to deal with it. They've been able to do whatever they want, sneaking bags of money to people all over the place, and nobody's saying anything. Now that it's a level playing field, people don't want it, but it really isn't a level playing field because if you don't have the boosters that are going to give the money for you to be able to give to the players, you're out of luck, pal.
Maybe it's foreshadowing of what the MLB is because the MLB needs a salary cap. and it's not fun because it is always the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets.
That's where this is headed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I gave you guys a little something to watch during the break. It's called Would You? So check that out before Bob tells you about his lovely people at Aspen. We come back, we talk about the draft and what these Royals team could be doing in the future here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Delivers and Caglione blasts it deep center field, cruises back, he looks up, it's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center, 466 feet, 110.8 off the bat. Whoa! A two-run homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yahtzee. I think we were all Jake Eisenberg, who you heard there on the Royals broadcast that you can listen to on 96.5 The Fan, though. Whoa! I remember last night I was sitting in my living room and I had one of those, oh my effing gosh, moments. And that's something you love to see, mm-hmm. right? That's something that we promised. It was that there's going to be one of those moments where Cag's going to hit one of those, you know, skyscraper type of bombs. And that went off the bat, that went above the batter's eye, back in that little wedge that they showed last night. And you can tell that, you know, Bally's has that new like graphic where they can kind of like 3D it and show you actually where it lands. Yeah. If you want. And they showed, and it's just a mesmerizing shot last night from Jack Caglione. And it's something we talked about on Tuesday, which was, or I guess Wednesday, we brought up with Q in the interview about how like that at bat the night before that got Garcia to third might have been more important than the home run that he had hit in the previous at-bats in that night. And then last night, steps up to the plate, hits one of those polarizing shots that put you in Eisenberg's spot right there where you're like, wow, that's raw power. Even though Salvador Perez was the hero last night, and you put all that together with a decent start from Chris Bubich, and the Royals win and they sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And you kind of want your captain to be your hero every once in a while too, especially, you know, with the season that he's had and everybody saying, you know, he's washed and, you know, text line wanted him traded this morning from Vern's show last night, it appeared. And, you know, some of the other stuff that, you know, people have been saying about Salvi, we want to kick our athletes to the curb so fast, right? We never want to give anybody time. And that's the thing with baseball. It's a game of time. You have to have time. You have to have the ability to sit back and watch the day go by really to be a baseball fan. Cause that's the way the sport is. And with Jack Caglione, people wanted this guy to come up here and hit home runs right from the start. It doesn't work that way. Major League Baseball is the hardest sport to break in. Spart, what I said, like I was in St. Louis. But it's the hardest sport in which to break into. I mean, no other sport has the minor leagues like baseball does, right? It's so hard to be a successful big league player. Failure at 70% of the time is a Hall of Famer in the game. And so that's why you got to give these guys time and opportunity. And quite honestly, it's why you can't live baseball day to day. I think you drive yourself nuts living baseball day to day and worrying about the day to day minutiae of things. You take it in 10 game chunks. And now Jack Caglione is starting to heat up a little bit. And that's a good thing. And that's great. And that's why we were talking about it earlier in the week. We're not sending this guy down to the minors. There's no reason to send Jack Caglione to the minors. He'll learn at the big league level. He'll get more experience failing and learning from his failures at the big league level than he will going down to the minor leagues and hitting home runs off of players you've never heard of and never will see ever again. So that's working out the way we exactly said it would. He'd be fine at the big league level. And he's got the ability now to hit the home run. He's got the ability now to see himself hitting the home run. And he's got to have a much clearer head than he did even just 2 days ago when we were talking about him. And so that's why you leave him up at the big league level. He's not going to gain anything from AAA Omaha anymore. He's going to learn here at the big league level, and it's starting to pay off.
Back-to-back nights they won in walk-off fashion. It always seemed like everybody was walking off against the Royals. The Royals walk off Pittsburgh twice. They sweep the series. Like you had said yesterday, keep bad teams bad, keep losing teams losing. It's not their fault they played Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just swept the team about a week ago that's getting ready to come into Kansas City, which is the Mets. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of people, you're probably one of them as well, that, yeah, it's fun to watch them sweep Pittsburgh, but it's even better to see how you handle the teams like the Mets, who are 53-39, currently in second place, but only a half game behind the leader in their division, whereas the Royals are currently in second place, but 13 games behind Detroit. Royals, 46-48. You win two out of three, you're 48-49 going into the All-Star break, which is essentially what, week 9, week 10 of the NFL season?
Well, you're 100 games in essentially on Sunday. 90, we'll be 90. Can you believe that?
96, 97, 98.
97 games in on Sunday? Sunday will be the 97th game. So yeah, you're 10 games into an NFL season. Mm-hmm. You kind of know where you are. You got 7 weeks to go, and now it's a sprint, obviously, to the end. You're going to try to add some pieces to this puzzle, but you've got an opportunity against the Mets. I think this is a great opportunity for the Royals because they've got today off, right? And they'll do their Diamond of Dreams thing tonight out at Kauffman Stadium, and so the players will be involved in that, but they get a night off. Today, the Mets are playing two games in Baltimore against a bad Orioles team in an environment that is as humid as all get out, right? They were supposed to play last night. They were supposed to have a day game today and then leave Baltimore early and get to Kansas City in a reasonable hour. Now they're playing a game at the time when they were supposed to be taking off from the airport in Baltimore. So now the Mets are going to be coming in here off of two games in one day against the Orioles, where the Royals had an off day. The Mets are going to be, you know, pissed about that because nobody wants to land at 3 a.m. and go to a hotel and do, you know, all that stuff, regardless if you're traveling with a major league team or not. It's still 3 a.m. And so they're not going to be well rested. The Royals should be well rested and ready to go for this series and have an opportunity to take advantage of the Mets, because I look at the Mets kind of like one of those teams, like when it's going good, it's great. Everything's wonderful. But the minute it goes bad, it's going to go bad really, really fast on that team. And I think we're starting to kind of see that a little bit. You mentioned getting swept by the Pirates. Now having a doubleheader in Baltimore today when the Royals have an off day, this is a good opportunity to take advantage of the Mets. Sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And I think they're getting the Mets, a very good baseball team right now, record-wise, at a great time for the Royals.
Royals in their last 10 are 7-3. The Mets are 5-5. The Mets in their last 20 are 8-12. The Royals are 10-10 in their last 20 games. So the other one that sticks out is 23-24 at home, 23-24 on the road.
Yeah.
So consistent, I guess, but almost 500 all the way around. So we move on to the draft, and you say you hope that they draft this kid because of the name?
Because of the name. Yeah, I have no idea who the hell he is.
No one does.
No, yeah, nobody does.
He's a high
does.
Schooler.
Yeah, no, nobody. You may know the Holiday kid or, you know, whoever else in the Major League
Baseball
draft.
The pitcher from LSU
draft,
and the kid from Arkansas through the perfect, or the
right,
no-hitter.
Exactly. Right. And after that,
Sharon Wood, is that his name?
Yeah, exactly.
Or something
like that. So what's it called? Baseball America, which I love for the minor league stuff and draft, because they know better than I do, and all of us, quite honestly, maybe better than some of the teams. They have the Royals taking somebody named Cruz Schoolcraft. Don't you want that guy on the team? Left-handed pitcher from Portland, Oregon, Cruz Schoolcraft.
I wish his name was Cruz Steven. Because we have a Steven Cruz, and you have both of them together. We're like, they could just flop jerseys, and you wouldn't know who's who.
And it's Cruz, K-R-U-Z, too. I think that's a cool spelling of the name.
Cruz Schoolcraft. Out of Sunset High School in Portland.
Yeah.
You ever been to Portland?
I have.
Of course you have. You've been everywhere but Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Portland's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of
homeless with drugs, though, so you got to be careful. You step over them, and when they pee, you got to step over the pee. But that's the West Coast.
Yeah. And then we had the other thing that was announced yesterday with baseball, is that they're going to use the ABS system for the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Fans, yes, we all agree there. We're all good on
I've
that.
I've not heard one fan say they're really against the ABS.
And
if you are, yeah, but he even gave some wiggle room there, defiant, like this will ruin the game. I think anybody who's seen the ABS in person understands this is one of the greatest innovations that we've seen in professional sports in our lifetimes. This is going to be something that is going to be spectacular. And Major League Baseball knows the fans are going to love it. That's why they're doing it in the All-Star game. They're assembling their masses along the lines of who's going to win the lockout that's going to come after the 26th season. The owners will be locking the players out. I saw a story yesterday about that from, you know, one of the baseball insiders, may have been Kirkchin or somebody of that nature, where they're planning to lock the players out. That's a tool. They have the opportunity to use that. They're going to use that. but they're also trying to curry favor with the fans on the owner side of things by rolling out the ABS, because a lot of the players apparently are complaining and bitching about that for whatever reason. But the fans are going to love it, and the fans are really, 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 really going to enjoy this rule once they see it in the All-Star game. And I think it's one of those things where they're kind of just setting up the masses for negotiation ploys, you know?
Yeah. So not necessarily breaking news, but Trey Smith, the right guard for the Kansas City Chiefs, is on the Love of My Life show up in Adams with Kay Adams. And, of course, she asked all the hard-hitting questions. She asked about motivation, but she also asked about the contract extension. And this is the audio that was there today.
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player, and being prepared for training camp, because St. Joe's is around the corner. That's going to be Yeah, we don't want to talk about that right now.
Mm. One more time for those of you hard hearing in the back. Does he say St. Joe's?
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player, and being prepared for training camp, because St. Joe's is around the corner. That's going to be we don't want to talk about that right now.
So Camp Hell is basically what that place
is. Yeah, nobody wants to go there.
That's so crazy because, like, define irony, a place nobody wants to go but comes out as a complete team.
That's
like,
right.
It's
yeah.
so crazy.
Nobody
to me.
Wants to be
no,
there.
No, they hate it because they know what it means. It's where Andy Reid finds out if you're a man or you're a champion.
Like, yeah.
I know that's not normal to say into the cliche, but like, they separate the men from the boys at camp, and they separate the men from the champions at camp.
And you wonder why the Chiefs are always on top, right? Mm-hmm. Because they bust their ass in training camp when everybody else is doing the country club atmosphere.
Staying in their own bed.
Yeah, you know where the Cowboys go? They go out to California, mm-hmm. and they put on a show out there, and it's nice.
But they have to earn their star.
Right. I think the Rams, no, that was just the Bill Parcells thing.
Okay.
I think the Rams are going to Hawaii this year for training camp for a little bit, and so mm-hmm. the Chiefs go to St. Joe, Missouri, where nobody wants to be ever, mm-hmm. whether it's training camp or not. There's nothing up there.
Middle of America.
I mean, right. 100 degrees, 1,000% humidity. You know that feeling you're up there. It's just a miserable, like, you can smell the hate in the air.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't want to go out there. It reminds me of being in high school and having two-a-days again, and I don't want to do this, and you're tired and you're exhausted, but it builds that character, and it's hard to argue when you're going to Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Obviously he's saying the best PR response there is. Like, I'm letting my agents take control of it. I trust the Chiefs front office and just try to be the best that I can be. But like, I still think, and he just said he's going to St. Joe.
Yeah,
like, he's not going to hold out. He's not going to do all this stuff. I think
today.
Yeah. And he's got what?
2 weeks,
the 15th until the
15th. He has to sign the,
or play the whole season under the franchise tag.
That's 5 days. What's that? Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, Monday's the 14th. Tuesday's the All-Star game, which is the 15th.
Yeah.
So will we know if he signs a contract before we hear the starting lineups of the All-Star game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your mind says no, but your heart says hopefully.
Well, I listened to him there. He gave credit to the Chiefs. He called the Chiefs front office staff All-Stars or whatever.
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player, and being prepared for training camp, because St. Joe's is around the corner. That's going to be we don't want to talk about that right now.
Does that sound like a guy who's concerned to you?
No.
It doesn't sound like a guy who's concerned to me either.
He also sounds very well polished in that response. Like, hey, when they ask you this, which he's going to, just say you trust your agents, you trust the Chiefs, and that you're just trying to be the best of yourself. Okay, sounds good.
Because
I don't really, I know it was not that long ago, but I don't really remember like a whole lot of Chris Jones stuff. I know he was just like, I love the Chiefs, I love Kansas City, I want to play there. Like, those cliches.
Yeah,
those.
And we were telling him at the time, like, stop talking, Chris, you're ruining your bargaining power because they know you want to be here, right?
Yeah. And, you know, he trusts his team. He trusts the team of the Chiefs in their front office. And like I said, I think they will. I think what do you got? You think he signs his contract before the 15th deadline?
My gut would say yes. I do.
I'm getting a lot of radio silence on this one. So I kind of feel like maybe we are getting closer. But again, I don't. Last two years ago, was it, when the Chris Jones thing was 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of radio silence. There was like, I think we're close type stuff. And then yeah. it never got there. This one is a lot of radio silence right now. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. And I don't know how people read into that and whatnot. But of course, it's also the dead period of time and people are on the beach and doing their thing. But mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that needs to get figured out in the next couple of days. I mean, we want everything now, you know, we'll know in this time next week. We'll be sitting here this time next week. We'll know exactly what the future is.
We're
for
all
Trey
Veruca
Smith,
Salts.
Right?
I want it now.
Yeah.
I want to know now.
Yeah.
Who's the starting four receivers? I want to know now.
I don't think he'd be this positive, this optimistic, if they weren't actually close and he didn't really think they were going to get this done.
And I'm not trying to flex, but we've had interviews and talks with Trey Smith before. That sounds just like Trey Smith on and off the field. Like, that's exactly what he sounds like all the time. Very positive, very upright. So, like, maybe that's just him.
Yep.
Right? Like, Chris Jones, kind of the same way, like, Stone Cold Jones, man, Sac Nation. And then it's just like, you hear him talk off the field, he's like, yeah, I want to be the best, man, I want to be paid. And then you hear Trey Smith, he's like, yeah, you know, we go out there, we play hard, we just do that, and I trust my front office, and I trust my team. It's like, that's like kind of the same, they're the same person on and off the field, but I do believe that, you know, look, he's earned his contract. And I think the Chiefs
know
that.
Hell yes, he has.
You know, I mean, the Chiefs know that. He knows that. Yeah. He's a big dude. He's a big part of this offensive line. He knows that he's protecting one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing that concerns me is that he does have the three rings or the two rings. And he's got two championships. He's done his
thing. So chasing the bag.
Why not, man? 25 years old. Yes. You know, you missed out on the draft bag. Now you can go out there and get the career bag and be like, hey, man, somebody with a good quarterback is going to give me money, so I'm going to have another chance to keep winning, because nobody that has a bad quarterback is going to go out there and be like, we need a right guard. Like, they need a left tackle or a right tackle.
Right.
Whereas, like, right now, somebody that's got, look, Chicago, Caleb Williams, they signed a guard that the Chiefs didn't want to sign. He has nothing to prove other than money. Now, 10 years older than Trey Smith,
yeah,
so I get why.
Yeah, that's but why this you is make that trade. Yeah.
Also, Trey Smith on motivation for a team after a Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, I think you need losses in life to learn from it. You need losses to create. You need adversity to create endurance. You know, it helps build character from that as well. And, you know, if you go and win, you don't have any negativity that comes in your way. You know, you get used to it. You become complacent. And I think that's the beautiful thing about a loss. It taught us how much it hurt to lose comparatively to how great it felt to win. You know, I hate losing more than winning. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the lesson in last year then, that loss?
I think the lesson is finish for me personally, just finish strong. You know, we got to that point. We battled every single game to get to the Super Bowl 3 years consecutively.
Wins.
Yeah. And, you know, we still fell short. And that's something that, you know, I have to reflect on. How could I have been better in the Super Bowl to help my team win? And, you know, all of our guys, obviously, once again, it's a bad taste in our mouth, but we just want to come back and be more effective. We want to hoist that Lombardi.
Do you feel like this was like a loss that's going to propel the next three wins? Like, is that how it feels? That's sort of how I'm looking at it. Like, not that you needed the loss, but that this loss will sort of be the trajectory for the next 5 years of the Patrick Mahomes and Trey Smith era if Veach gets this thing done, which he needs to get done.
Yeah, I think it's definitely it's going to be a reminder. And once again, like that feeling we had at the end of the season, and you know, just hearing about it a lot in the off season, and it's just like, man, it's definitely gonna fuel the fire that's already within us that we want to go get it done.
Sounds like a guy that wants to be a Chief for life.
Yep. Also, sounds like a team that's ready to go 17-0 and kick everybody's ass too, right? Like,
the quote that he says is what we talk about all the time on the show. You know, sometimes you got to get beat to come back stronger, right? And that's exactly what they want. Like, you got to think about those guys in that draft with was like McDuffie and Karloftis and all those guys. They don't know what losing in the Super Bowl felt like until February.
They don't know what not getting to the Super Bowl feels like,
right? And you look at Trey Smith and those guys when they were drafted after that Tampa Bay loss, and then they lost in the AFC Championship game, and then they won two Super Bowls in a row, and it felt great, and then it was, oh, back to reality. There goes gravity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's one thing that they have to realize is that there are other teams that are good, too, that can win this thing. And if you want to be that team all the time, you don't have to be better than everybody else, but you have to consistently be better than everybody else.
Yeah, you do. And it's hard to do it, too. I mean, what the Chiefs have done over the last 7 years, and really what the Patriots did for a while, too, and for 20 years. I mean, it's remarkable because every year you have to be better than you were the season before because everybody's gunning for you. Staying on top and being number one and being the best is not an easy thing to do. It requires a hell of a lot more work because everybody's coming after you. There's no off days. And then you start to think about all the games that they've played on top, right? Like Patrick Mahomes has 17 wins in the playoffs. There's 17 games in the regular season. So they have played an entire season plus, right? An entire season plus. So Patrick Mahomes has played, what, 7 years in the NFL? He's really played 8-plus years now in the NFL.
This is year nine.
So he's played eight full. But he's really played 9 seasons because he's 17-3, right, in the playoffs, or 17-4, whatever it is.
17-4, yep.
So he's played 21 playoff games. That's a season and a quarter. So he's played 9 1/4 seasons already as an NFL quarterback. People don't factor that in. He has an entire season of playoff games.
What's more impressive with Patrick Mahomes' record before we get to a break? The fact that he's won 17 playoff games, or the fact that his 4 losses are Super Bowl, overtime, and AFC Championship game? Those are his 4 losses. Not like a first-round bounce.
Yeah, no.
Not a divisional round bounce. Literally, 2 overtime losses in the AFC Championship game and 2 Super Bowl losses. Or 17 wins. Like, that's crazy.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
Like 17 wins would be me, but yeah, it is both.
No, it is both. Because tomorrow I would say, nah, I mean, those 4 losses are pretty impressive. Like, everything he does is impressive. I mean, like, what are we doing here? You know, like, everything this guy does is impressive. And people are like, well, I think Josh Allen's better. Okay, take a seat. But have a seat with your Lamar Jacksons and your Joe Burrows and whoever else you think is better than Patrick Mahomes. The guy has played 21 playoff games, guys. It's insane. People do never, ever, ever consider that as the wear and tear for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, yeah, he's only been in the league 9 years, but he's played 10 years worth of games.
Mm-hmm.
And sidebar, Kay Adams, such a good interviewer. Just having a conversation with Trey there. She obviously has, like we all do, have a million questions that we're set to ask. You've thought about this interview, know this player. He gives you an answer that you don't necessarily weren't ready for. Hey, hold off on that next question that you have on your pad. Ask what he just said. And now they had a 2-minute conversation and some pretty good quotes. What could have been just a 20-second generic answer, Kay Adams turned into 2 minutes of good content.
Well, I tell the people all the time, they go, what's the most important part of your job? Listening is the most important part of your job. Because if you're not listening to what somebody's saying, you may miss something very important to move on to the next topic for. You've got to constantly be listening to what everybody says. You never know when somebody's going to say something, just like Kay Adams. I mean, that's what makes a good interviewer, is just listening to what somebody says and following up on some of that stuff. Just because you have questions doesn't mean you got to ask them. Sometimes they lead you down a pass.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, America.
We get into what Eli might or might not do with those Giants on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you. Royals sweep the Pirates, win last night 4-3.
Smash.
Won the previous night and the previous night. That's how you sweep a team. Keep bad teams losing. We'll continue to talk more Royals a little bit later on. But Eli says he's not going to buy the Giants.
His comment was so good. He goes, yeah, they want me to buy 1%, but 1% of $10 billion valuation is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. What's 1% of 10 billion? 10 million?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I could 100 million? I don't know. I honestly have no idea. But when like former NFL quarterbacks are now balking because it's too expensive to buy 1% of an NFL team, that tells you where the values of these teams are right now. And that's why, you know, when they're going to sell the team, that's when the owners make their money. They're not really making the money while owning the team. They make the money when they can sell the team. But what they're finding out is a lot of these guys are getting older. They have not had the opportunity to enjoy their money. So they're going to sell parts of the team off so they can get some of that money back and enjoy that money before they die.
Yeah. And I mean, it says right here in the article that the Giants are currently worth $7.3 billion with an estimated total of $7.85 billion.
Yeah.
Basically, it's too expensive for me, which is hilarious what he says. Yeah, like
I'm out.
Yeah, a one. Yeah,
who's going to be able to afford these teams, though? I mean, if you're, you know, not the head of Amazon or something like that, like it's going to be a lot of what we see with the Royals, and where a lot of people come together and pool their money to buy these franchises because they are so expensive. I mean, when the Giants were founded in 1925, it cost $500 for the team. It's now worth $7.5 billion. That's a hell of a return on your investment back in the day, right? So that's how you make your money when you sell. But you're going to get to the point now where all these guys have owned these teams for their entire lives. There's nobody rich enough to buy them. They want to leave them for their kids, but they also want to take some money out. So they're going to find some people along the way to try to buy 5% here, 10% there. We've seen a couple of Tom Brady, for example. Who else has done this recently? Didn't somebody else just recently go in with the Lions? And
well, there's Rodriguez, right? He's with their with the Timberwolves, right?
Minnesota.
A-Rod. Oh, A-Rod. No, yeah. No. But he's a real owner. I'm talking about like athletes that have bought little portions of NFL. Yeah,
well, he is a part owner. NFL he's team. Part of an owner group, so he's a part owner. But yeah,
what Mahomes has stock in Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati.
Exactly. He has all of those. Yeah. The only team that Mahomes doesn't have ownership in is the Chiefs. Quite honestly, he's got Sporting, he's got the Royals, and he's got the current. The
because only, can you not be a part owner as a current athlete?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think we're getting to the point now where the dollars are so big, nobody's going to care anymore. But like maybe
they
that's
didn't
a
let
salary.
Tom Brady do it. That was the whole thing
when
they,
he was playing.
They came down on that rule. Like he's an owner, and there were rumors about him coming back, and they came down and said if he's an owner, he cannot play.
He cannot play. They did say that.
They said that.
Well, I think it's gonna. I would imagine that eventually changes. But you know what? That's a way around the salary cap though too, because Clark Hunt could say to Patrick Mahomes, I can't pay you cash, but I can give you 5% of the team. Well, hell, you'll take that.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
That's right. Driving crooner, baby.
Yeah.
This is a good point from the text line. Do you think that NFL team stock will ever become public stock?
Well, I mean, you have the Packers, kind of, sort of. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a scam.
My ass, you do.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, that's kind of
a scam. Yeah, just
so
you got season tickets at Lawrence and Allen Fieldhouse. You're on a list that you'll never be alive to see your name get to the top.
Yeah, one of those things. Like those, so those people do have that stock in the pack. I wouldn't want it that way, quite honestly. We don't need fans outside having voices. Any say in what's going on with these organizations. But eventually, maybe you'd buy shares in it. And like we were talking yesterday about Livy Dunn and how that's a co-op in New York, and you don't buy the apartment, you just buy shares of the building. Maybe that would be something that they would do where you don't have like a voting say or anything like that, and it's still run by, you know, the Hunt family, but people could buy shares just to generate more money, because that's what these teams need right now. The salary cap keeps going up. The media bubble is there for now, but it ain't going to be there forever. How do you generate more revenues? That's why we talk about the new stadiums all the time, because that's the way you generate revenues to keep your team solvent, you know?
You gave us 20 seconds to say who you would like to see as a former Chiefs player be part ownership for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Jared Allen.
Okay.
Oh, I almost chose him.
Really?
That's a good one.
I just
think
it would be fun.
That. Yeah.
Like, I just picture who I want to see in the owner's box yucking it up.
Yes.
And like Jared Allen just fits for me.
It would be super fun.
I
He'd be
guarantee
a
you there'd be a guy coming out on a horse.
Yeah, right?
Like, we'd have the ATV back for sure.
Yeah, he'd be hog-tying the opponent's thing. Like, don't worry about it. I signed up for it. I own it.
Yeah, like that for me, I just think Jared would be a lot of fun to have in that position.
I agree. I was thinking on the same ilk. I went with Travis Kelce kind of,
but he's
for
not
that
a former
reason.
Chief though.
He will be.
Well, but he's not now, and that's why I took that. I said former chief.
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Chief.
And I even bolded it.
He
said
did. He
former chief.
It. Well, I'm copying you, Jared Allen. There it is, Jared Allen.
All right,
I'm
fine.
You and me.
Who do you have?
How about Alex Smith?
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
The good face of your team. You know,
right? Legit owner. Jared
super,
Allen.
Yeah. Super intelligent.
Yep.
Passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Loves this place, gave this team basically the future, right? Taught Mahomes everything, was a Band-Aid before the whole thing really started to explode. And I think that's a guy that everybody would get behind. Like, oh, wow, Alex Smith, part owner. Love that. Mm-hmm. Knows how this system rolls. Knows Andy, knows Brett, knows Clark, Mark, all these guys. Knows Kansas City area, lived here.
Yeah.
Obviously, former Chiefs do. And he was here for a good amount of time. And knows what it's like to build this thing up and what it's like when it is at the top. So, I mean, You look at Alex Smith, man. I think that's my answer.
Jared Allen's not a bad mold. Jared Allen doesn't fit the mold of an NFL owner, though, but Alex Smith 100% definitely does. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Alex Smith running a team or doing something like not the GM side, but like the president, like a Mark Donovan type role. Because Alex Smith ain't going to go back and make 6 cents on the dollar being a coach and anything of that nature. Those guys don't get paid enough for what they made in the NFL. But if you're the CEO of an NFL franchise, I mean, I could absolutely see Alex Smith being something like that. I think Jared Allen would just be fun. Yeah, I mean, that's all. I just want fun, you know?
You guys
Alex Smith was never fun. Jared Allen was fun, you know?
You want to hear my version of fun, then let Dwayne Bowe be part of
it. There you go. I'm with that, too. I think that's a great answer.
He's a team in Missouri, then.
Yeah. Dwayne Bowe breaks record as the drum honorary banger every game for 18 straight games.
Yeah. It would be a lot of fun to have as the owner of the team.
Bowe's
right?
box. That's where I'd want to be every day.
Yeah. Bowe's hot box, I tell you.
Where Sonic is always open.
You get a big Sonic sponsorship right under his sleeve.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
I have to.
Speaking of, Sonic, $1.49 mozzarella cheese sticks today.
How many did you get for $1.49? Four for $1.49? That's good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
You can get eight for $3.50.
Do me a favor right now, both of you, and everybody listening, if you're not driving. There's a restaurant out of Pittsburgh called Eaton Park, E-A-T-N Park, and they sell fried mozzarella. Please look at that on their menu and tell me if you would be enjoying that. And the only reason I know this is because I had the Pittsburgh feed on to hear what they were going to say a couple nights ago about the Royals, and they had this commercial for this place called Eaton Park, and it's out of Pittsburgh. And on their menu, the appetizer section, it says fried mozzarella. Mm-hmm. It looks disgusting to me. Like big blocks of fried cheese.
Their tenders look amazing. They have pints and quarts of mac and cheese.
Yeah, this place does look pretty good.
It looks like a Tasty Freeze on steroids.
I don't know what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you don't like that. Yeah, you're not into the, these are kind of chody. These are big and chunky.
Yeah.
You say Cody?
Chody.
Oh.
Yeah, Cody, yeah. Like, that looks like a mozzarella thing you'd have to eat with a knife and fork.
Yeah, you are knife and fork in this.
And I don't want to have to eat fried mozzarella with a knife and fork. Give me the mozzarella sticks where the cheese stretches. You dip it in the sauce. Like, that's how you do the mozzarella. That looks disgusting to me. And I think they also have on that menu, if I'm not mistaken. I may have sent it to you. Zucchini lasagna.
Ooh.
For sure I'd hit that.
No.
Oh. I just love their tagline. Eaton Park Family Restaurants, the place for smiles.
Oh, I like that. They got a little smile as their logo.
56 locations, man. Bring one out here. I'd eat there.
Yeah, I'd eat this.
The mozzarella sticks are interesting, though.
Zucchini lasagna. Yeah, bro, I'm smashing.
You are. This fried zucchini tossed with ricotta and sauce. It just,
yes, sir.
I don't know.
Smash.
I think I'm there. I mean, they have a what's new items, too.
Yeah, I think.
That strawberry salad looks delicious. I like pickled onions, though.
So, but are they saying, like, I'm eating and I'm parking and then I'm just eating in my car?
I don't know.
Because I'm not doing that.
No,
I'm not eating
fried
zucchini pots.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an old school, like, the guy comes and puts the thing on your, you know, window type of thing, car hop type stuff. Or if you eat, it should be park and eat that if you're going in.
I'm eating every single appetizer on their menu.
You'd eat that big?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Block of mozzarella with a knife and fork? No, are you out on that?
My hand.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And you see the teeth marks in that thing? And oh, God.
Cheese curds. They got cheese curds, poutine fries. House-made ranch potato chips, pretzel bites, hand-breaded zucchini, fried pickles, and basket of loaded fries.
I'm hungry.
I can feel my heart stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the other side, we get into what this Royals sweep meant and what it could mean moving forward with this team buying, no longer selling. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.